All right, so tonight I'd like to introduce George and Leslie. And we've been chatting here before the recording started about a number of things about how thankful we are to see God work and how he loves us, and the small things, the big things. And he's going to be there with us all the time. And George and Leslie were sharing an incident, a testimony with us, the fellowship, last week, I believe it was. And I just thought, this would be so cool to share with everybody. And I think there are some wonderful lessons that can be learned. And so I'm going to turn it over, I believe. And George, you're going to share kind of the heart of what happened. And let's just go from there.
All right. This is my story and Leslie's story. Saturday, we were faced with a situation where we needed a water purifier, a new canister. We already had one on faucet. So we go to the store, we buy it, and we come back. You know, this is going to just be a real easy kind of a fixture thing. Because Leslie is the one that knows how to turn a screwdriver. I'm mechanically declined, so I was there for moral support, which is big these days. So we get everything together. We got the tools out. She looks like a licensed plumber. And it started out like, this is easy, this is coming off, and yet, you know, I was starting to break little pieces, and I thought, I don't think this is normal and natural. And a lot of times I will break things and realize that I can break it, but if you can fix it, that works out real well. So, you know, we were kind of, you know, 15 minutes into it, and I thought, this is going to be 5 minutes, you know, simple little process, and golf tournament was on TV, and I'm kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but I want to be a real supportive husband, and Leslie was bound and determined that she wasn't going to let this one slide, that we could fix this, and I could see after about 25 minutes that it was getting kind of difficult and challenging, and all I could think of was, what, we're going to end up breaking the faucet that this attachment is supposed to go onto. And so I said, you know, I think we need to make a phone call. And I brought up two names. I said, my brother Steve, and I said, Barney. And I said, I know they got tool belts, and I you know, and I'm not that proud when it comes to, you know, if I did lose my man card over this, well, so be it. I never did renew it anyway, so it wasn't that big a deal. So Leslie says, no, you're not. We're not going to call them, but I'll let you call our neighbor Steve down below. Now, Steve has very poor eyesight, and, you know, his memory isn't all that good, but I thought, he's perfect. So I call Steve, and I said, I got a problem. I need something fixed. He said, I'll be right up. I said, bring the biggest wrench you have. So he came up, and that thing could have gone on a pipeline in Alaska. I mean, it was huge. So he comes in, and he says, what do we need? I say, well, we need to get the thing off. We've been fighting this thing for 30 minutes. And I said, it's not going to be that easy. And he gets in there, and two turns of his wrench, the thing fell off. And I said, wow. I said, so I guess lefty-loosey, righty-tighty is still, and we were going righty-tighty the whole time. And so praise God, and Leslie the whole time said, you know, this, you know, she's speaking in tongues. I know she was. And I'm just thinking, this is going to be a disastrous situation. And but we, you know, the point is that I recognize that we needed to get out of it quicker than Leslie did. And luckily, through God's wisdom and insight, he knew exactly who we needed to call. And I saw something that could have exploded and could have been very expensive. It turned out to be a real inexpensive fix. And with that, I'd like to turn things over to Leslie.
Very good, George.
Well, George was right. I was speaking in tongues the entire time. However, I never, and this is, I think, the lesson we want to all glean from this is I didn't actually outright ask God. In other words, like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all thy ways, not just when you need some major catastrophe taken care of, just taking off a little thing with a pipe wrench on your faucet categorizes for all things. But we didn't think it. Particularly myself, because I was the one doing most of the handiwork. I was so intent on doing it myself. Yeah, I can do this. No, and I have that bad habit, I guess you could say, is when I'm intent on wanting to get something done, it must be my ego or whatever. It's like, I'm going to get this done. And then it's like, oh, I guess I should have asked God. And there's actually a number of scriptures that came to my mind after the fact. Actually, Proverbs 3:7 is in line with that, too, that I never really paid that much attention to, I guess. It's always that 3-6. But verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And that was what exactly I was doing here. I was going to do it. My eyes were looking on that stupid wrench and faucet. But, you know, it's just having the need for humility. And that's what we think we're more capable than we really are, that without God, really, we can do nothing. Like it says in John 15:5, without God, we can do nothing. Jesus Christ went to God for everything. Who are we to think that we can do it? And then, of course, Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But we can't do anything, really, without him. And the more we recognize that and realize that, and it was kind of an embarrassing situation, actually, when our neighbor Steve came up and he 3 seconds, we were just totally turning it. I was totally turning that stupid wrench the wrong way. It's like, Leslie, really? And it's like, and he does it, you know, doing it the right way. Within seconds, it's like, oh, how embarrassing. But
God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
I mean, so I think the point that we came to is, you know, what lessons can be learned from, you know, an isolated incident like that. And, you know, Leslie brings up some good points. I mean, I definitely see Philippians 2:13, God was God working within you to will and to do of his good pleasure, and you kind of negotiated, you know, the terms of, you know, not calling Steve, not calling myself. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. You had your own choice.
Yeah, I'm the one that told him, no, you're not calling Barney and Steve. His brother Steve.
Right. Well, that worked out enough.
Yeah, right.
Other guy, Steve, was like right there.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, we all have our embarrassing moments where we just do things that, you know, in hindsight, it's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We've all done that sort of thing. And so, you know, this is a great lesson. And George and I were kind of talking about this ahead of time with everybody, is that our lifestyle is one of constantly conversing with God and constantly being open to the Spirit of God. And, yes, we pray and we talk to God, but also we have to really become good listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the great lessons to be learned here, is not that we're doing all the talking, but we're doing listening, you know, and then we're whatever that takes, whatever that means. It means you got to get alone. You got to get quiet. You got to do something somewhere to learn the voice of God, because a lot of times you're going to need to discern the voice of God when it's not quiet around you. You could be in the middle of some kind of major circumstance and you want to hear the voice of God clearly. So why not develop that skill while you've got some quiet time? And it's the art of all arts. And try to live this lifestyle as a Christian without listening to God and hearing from God, all I can say is good luck.
Yeah.
Because we need God, and we need to learn to listen to God, and we need to learn somehow to ask the right questions, and so that we're discerning and really walking and living by the Spirit. Otherwise, we're just role-playing. We're just faking it. Mm-hmm. You know, fake it till you make it.
That's a good point, though, asking the right questions.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Two other things just in closing, then I think we'll do some manifestations here. But that is, there's these definitions, maybe you've heard of them, is that grace is receiving that which we do not deserve. And mercy is not receiving that which we do deserve. Okay? Everything we are a part of, everything that we receive and continue to receive is by grace. Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God. We live in this administration of grace where God just doesn't judge us according to our faults and our failures and our sins and even our good works. God had this all worked out with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to clean our slate up. And so if we look within for our own strength and all our own righteousness and everything else, well, that's not going to work. We're going to be miserable. What is that? You look at others, you get disappointed. You look at yourself, you get miserable. You look at God, you just radiate. You know, it's just like, no problem, right? So bless your hearts. I hope, you know, this has been insightful for you and maybe kind of stir your heart to realize no matter what kind of situation we're involved in, we always want to include God. And really, God is already included. We just have to open our eyes and open our ears to the reality that no matter what we're doing, cleaning the toilet, unplugging the toilet, being in fellowship, witnessing, and doing everything that we do in our lives, God is right there in the middle. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.